Our story today is called I Carry Him, from Julian Benfield in Love What Matters. I carry him. I know it looks silly. His toes dangle past my knees. He's getting tall and heavy too. It sometimes hurts my back to lift his frame. But I carry him. It starts in the morning when waking up is hard. I should make him walk down the stairs, as it's still something that he's working on in physical therapy. But with his sleepy eyes and tired heart, he doesn't want to start off the day with a task, so I carry him. He works hard to get off the school bus, one hand on the rail down three large steps with care. He takes my hand and can't wait to go inside to play, but make him go to the bathroom first. He doesn't want to pause. I kneel down, give him a hug and a reassuring word. Then I carry him. At the end of the day, when we've worked on manners at the table and holding his utensils with the correct grasp, sometimes he's so done, and there's still the bathing, teeth brushing, and getting dressed to do. From the table and up the stairs we go. Sometimes I carry him. The world moves fast and demands so much from all of us. I imagine with my son's age and disability, it is often more exhausting. He's directed and redirected, pushed and pulled throughout the day. There are times when he's had enough. That's when I carry his awkwardly long body against my own short one. Because sometimes we all need someone to carry us, to get us through the next hard thing, to love us through our good, bad, and weak moments. When he's reached his limits, I'm close to my own. But when I carry him, he somehow carries me, too. Isaiah 46:4 comforts us. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion,